It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. 1 year ago this week, President Obama announced he would send 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan to launch a new offensive aimed at regaining the momentum in this war. Many of those troops were Marines, headed for one of the toughest provinces in Afghanistan, Helmand. We've been talking occasionally with the man who commands those Marines, Major General Richard Mills. Welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Renee. It's a great opportunity to speak with you.
After last year's announcement, General Petraeus gave this troop increase generally, 12 to 18 months to show results. So we're here at the one-year mark. Where are you at there in Helmand?
Well, I think we're beginning to be the beneficiaries of the search. We've had a chance to work through most of the province, and I think that we're seeing very, very satisfactory progress across the board.
Now, when you say work through most of the province, you mean you've actually pushed into most of a province that was once pretty much entirely controlled either by drug lords or Taliban?
That's correct. We have focused on the river valley itself, the Helmand River Valley itself, because that's where most of the population lives here. We have looked at the population centers and put in our main effort in those population centers.
Well, we have talked about different towns there. Marja was a focus of a lot of attention. Results there have been mixed.
I can tell you about the town of Nawa, in which there's little overt presence anymore of the Marines in the streets. And much of the security responsibility has been taken over by the Afghan police. But let's talk a little bit about Marja, because I know that's one that you've been following. If you could come over and visit today, I would take you down to the district center, where across the street is a very nice restaurant that's opened up, two dining rooms. You can get a really nice chicken dinner there. There are three major bazaars in town, all three flourishing. All of the activity now, all of the enemy activity in Marja has been pushed to the perimeter, where a few lone insurgents creep back, usually at night, tried to intimidate some of the locals, and I've not done a very good job of it.
And there's another place in Helmand province, Sangin, where I gather the fighting is extremely fierce, possibly some of the most deadly in this war. What is going on there?
Sangin is a work in progress. There has been areas outside of the district center that have never seen the presence of coalition forces, and have become the very bedrock, really, of where the insurgent has been able to hide, to refit, to retrain, to rest, to raise poppy. We are pushing out further and further into the remote mountains to the north and to the deserts to his east. It's been tough fighting. It continues to be tough fighting. I think that Sangin is Marja perhaps 5 months ago, and we are going to remain focused at that mission up there, and we will win.
Now, I do gather there's something new on the way that will give you more to work with, and that's tanks. Why tanks and why now?
I'll tell you why. First of all, the weather has changed here, so the ground is harder, less swampy, if you will, in many places. And conditions on the ground where we're fighting now lend themselves to the use of some armored vehicles that give me some great range and standoff distance against an enemy that whose latest tactic is to try to lure you into IED belts. And when used with infantry, can be very, very effective in the areas that we're in.
There is, though, General Mills, symbolism about tanks in Afghanistan, as you would well know. I mean, today you see in all parts of the country rusted hulks of Soviet tanks and pretty potent symbols of defeat.
Well, yeah, that's an excellent question, Renee. I'm really glad that you asked that, because I believe that it's a bit of a myth when people tell you that the Afghan people will identify us somehow with the Soviet invasion through our use of tanks. In fact, if you look back, the weapon that the Soviets used to terrorize the Afghan population was not the tank. It was, in fact, the attack helicopter. The turning point in that war was when the Mujahideen obtained the weapon systems they could use to shoot down Soviet helicopters and defeated the Soviets. So I think the tank has perhaps gotten a little bit of a bad reputation here, and unfairly.
Well, I just have then one quick last question, which is the Obama administration will finish its review of its Afghan strategy really soon. In Helmand, is the fight where you thought it would be when we first spoke last spring?
I think we're moving along at about the pace that I had anticipated. Do we have work to do? Yes. Are there casualties ahead? Unfortunately, there are. Will there be some bitter fighting this winter and into the spring? Yes, there will be. There is still some hard rowing to be done.
General Mills, thank you for talking to us, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Renee, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Major General Richard Mills commands U.S. Marines in Helmand, Afghanistan.